Send a movie idea.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
John didn't turn the volume up. John is a fucking idiot. Hello, mate.
Fight me.
Did you not turn the volume up?
Oh, fight me. The volume was down on the headphones. Fight me. Hey.
You're an idiot.
Fight me.
You're an idiot.
Fight me. Not a verbal fight, a physical fight.
All right.
Fight me.
I'd beat you up, I reckon.
You think?
Yeah.
I think I'm a pacifist. Fight me.
You've admitted defeat. I've won.
Well done, mate.
Without lifting a finger.
10 points to Ravenclaw. Now you're Hufflepuff. I'm Gryffindor. We've actually established this.
Which proves how bullshit it is.
J.K. Rowling says otherwise.
I mean, yeah, but what else does she say? Wizards don't even have ears. That's one of the things she said.
But, that was weird.
Yeah.
That one was weird.
That was weird. She deleted that tweet. I was the only one that saw it.
Imagine
what the drafts in her tweets would be like. The fucking nonsense that will be in there.
Wizards have no ears is a direct contradiction to the fact that Harry Potter has glasses.
Yeah, where do they rest?
Exactly.
But you can get those glasses that just rest on the nose.
She never said that, though. She never said, by the way, they're the ones that rest on the
good
nose.
Point, good
because
point.
Harry, as all wizards...
Did I mention he was always wearing a monocle? Okay, that's the Harry Potter chat over with. I hope you like that, dweebs. You nerds out there listening. Now let's get into some cool, sexy stuff. Hello and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. Every episode, we can read out as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage. We'll have the honour of being the penultimate Dream Factory winner. Imagine, John, having that emblazoned on your tombstone.
That would be good.
Do tombstones get emblazoned?
Yes.
Or engraved? I'm Joel, a man who puts the rave in desiccated grave, and across from me is John Harris, a man so nervous about his own death that he's experimented with replacing some of his vital organs with a selection of Tupperware and whoopee cushions.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
I try to think of things that might have an organ function. I thought Tupperware could be like a stomach and a whoopee cushion. I mean, they're all sort of whoopee cushions, really, aren't they? You basically just made up a whoopee cushion.
Yeah, I've always thought it.
What would you like me to do with your body when you're dead?
Give it to science.
Which science? Specifically?
Physics.
Yeah? They're like, put you in a wind tunnel.
Yeah. What about this one from Rachel? Spinal rap. Following a rap artist instead of a rock band. This is particularly apt for me right now, as at the weekend I bought some ham that was considerably larger than my bread, and I finally felt and understood the pain that a particular scene... Finally felt the pain of
you're
that
right,
particular...
You're right, mate. Is it difficult to read?
I'm just finding it really hard today. I'm just sad. It's the penultimate episode.
Is he trying to really hang it out? Yeah, by making mistakes.
It's going to be the first episode that is over 40 minutes of that particular scene on a brand new level. I feel like you're going to do more about the ham situation than you're going to do about Spinal Tap.
So what's the joke there? Going ham?
Have you seen Spinal Tap? There's a particularly long sequence where one of the guys gets confused about the fact that the bread is smaller than the ham and keeps trying to fold the bread.
Yeah, okay.
Joel, it is genuinely a classic comedy.
It is a classic comedy.
You should watch it again, twice. I watched The Princess Bride the other day, and that's got the main guy from Spinal Tap in it.
The Princess Bride is one of my favourite films.
I finally watched it the other day.
Was it your first time watching it?
Yeah.
It's so brilliant, isn't it?
It's great.
Inconceivable.
Well, I wasn't that keen on that character. But he's supposed to be irritating. That's kind of his character, isn't it?
Does it say a lot about us? That's what the guy
Your favourite character?
Best bit?
Oh, I love
Best bit is surely when he says...
My name is Inea Montoya.
Yeah, you killed my father, prepared to die. We wanted that bit, mate. The bit where they're fighting with the swords and he looks like he's on his last leg and he goes, aha, but you didn't realise I've been fighting with my wrong hand the whole time. And then the other guy has as well.
Just excellent.
It's great. They're just showing off with swords. And I love showing off with swords.
Banter.
Which is why I spent so much of my childhood at Renaissance fairs.
Oh, you're getting sad as well, mate.
We don't really have Renaissance fairs in the UK.
No, we have
Which is weird because we actually had the fucking Renaissance. And they didn't in America, so idiots.
We have the weird military reenactment weekends.
Do we?
Yeah, you
know.
You've
been to one of those?
Yeah.
But not, do they reenact medieval times?
They do the whole of history.
What would be the worst one to reenact?
Cavemen fights.
Cavemen fights. Yeah, that sounds great.
Naked.
That sounds like a YouTube channel.
Cavemen fights.
Naked cavemen fights. What's really happened here is you were once caught by the police fighting naked and you pretended it was part of a military reenactment group. And now you've ended up in this huge web of lies where you've had to reenact every fight throughout history or else you'll go to court. How far have you got?
I'm currently in the 12th century. What would happen? What's a 12th century fight? I think I have a big.
That's the dark. Well, no, you don't. History does. It's the Dark Ages, isn't it? Don't blame yourself for that lapse, mate. We've all got it.
Yeah.
It's known as the Dark Ages.
Spinal Rap, a rap comedy film. I mean, they kind of made it like that Conor for Real movie. Why can't I think? Oh, Popstar Always.
So good. That
Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping.
That is Spinal Rap.
Yeah.
It's really great, that film.
Yes, underrated. But it was weird. There was like a. You know, like when the internet just decides a thing? There was like a moment the other day where everyone just went, oh, by the way, that's a super underrated film and everyone should see it. And it's like recently everyone's decided that the internet is now going to confirm the fact that Keanu Reeves is excellent, which is something I knew for ages, but apparently...
Are you saying you're ahead of the internet?
I think in terms of loving Keanu Reeves, I was days ahead.
How long have you loved Keanu Reeves? No one ever disliked Keanu Reeves, did they? No one ever did.
No, but I think there's just like, you know, that thing where it's like, oh, he's the internet's boyfriend now.
Yeah. Who did the internet break up with to get with Keanu?
Tom Hiddleston.
Was it? Ah, that's not a bad shout. What's happened to Tom Hiddleston? Exactly. I wonder how he's getting over it.
The internet. If you got done by the entire internet, it's going to take a while to get back from that.
Nah, not from Tom Hiddleston.
No, it'd be fine. What about this one from friend of the show, Stu? The B and Q movie.
Yeah. So, it's fun. I mean, yeah.
A DIY run by insects? That's fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah, thank you, mate.
Can you buy a... How far does B&Q's garden section extend? Can you buy a beehive in B&Q?
Oh, like as in the big stand-up ones with the smoke, with the smoky jackets.
Any size. The what jackets?
Smoking
jackets.
No. I meant because you wear the big clothes and you'd have the smoker.
The big clothes. You just said you wear smoking jackets to look after your bee. How posh is where you're from?
You've got to wear your smoking jacket.
Posh bees?
Well, because you're smoking out the bees, so you've got to wear your smoking jacket.
What do you mean you're smoking out the bees?
That's what you do when you go to the hive.
Why?
Put smoke there.
Why do you do that?
I think it freaks them out because they think there's a fire, so they all...
Who's freaking out bees?
The beekeepers.
Hang on, it freaks them out. What happens in the hive? The bees are like sounding the fire alarm.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yes. They go,
somebody get the queen.
Fuck. No, they leave the queen.
What?
I don't know, Joel.
Hang on.
Sad.
No, oh, all right. So you smoke them out.
Yeah.
So then they all leave so you can get to the honey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. I didn't know that's how you got honey.
I'm 98% sure that's the case.
Smoking out bees. What do you reckon a smoked bee tastes like?
The thing is...
Would you eat it?
I don't think I've ever tried a food that hasn't been improved by smoking.
Cheese. Yes.
Smoked cheese is excellent.
Salmon, yes.
Yeah. Meats, yes.
Mm.
Vegetables. Interesting. Have you had a smoked pudding?
Oh, I don't think I have.
Yeah, you might be right. Maybe.
Marijuana.
Yep.
It's better when it's smoked. Crack cocaine.
Oh, God. What insect do you... Right, surely there's going to be...
Fancy the most? I'm glad you finally asked. It's the praying mantis. One of them walked on my arm once on a holiday and I was so excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think the praying mantis cuts off their head of their lover.
That's why I fancy it so much.
What more?
I just want a woman to cut my head off.
Post-coitus.
You put that as your Tinder profile.
Yeah?
You get nowhere. No, it's mid-coitus.
No way.
The mantis keeps going, headless.
But then it must be the male.
And people will say... Running around like a headless chicken.
Yeah?
I've always thought it should be a mantis.
Fucking about like a praying mantis.
A headless praying mantis. No,
very
so the,
sexy.
The I'm pretty sure the female praying mantis eats the male while it's fucking, and eventually all it's left is its knob. just still going in and out. They look, they probably don't have sex like people, do they?
Obviously not.
No, no animal. You know what? So few animals do. You sort of grow up thinking everyone just shags the same way, but I saw some. I saw a David Attenborough documentary where it was all over in a blink of an eye.
And thanks,
I felt better about myself. How about this one from Bob? Castaway.
You need to say that again. Oh, we just keep all this in. Half of the people are made up. Bob. Yeah, go on, Bob.
I mean, there's a name later that I'm going to say just for fun. Castaway. The 90s band Cast are stranded on a desert island.
Cast?
Yeah. They sang Walk Away. Just walk away, walk away, walk away.
So what are they doing? They're hanging out with Tom Hanks?
They're just cast away.
Is one of them Tom Hanks? Is one of them a football?
Yeah, they're all footballs.
Oh, great.
And they're playing an away fixture.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Do you remember the song? Do you remember the song "Walk Away"? You do know
As perfect a rendition as I'm sure
that's
you're going to give.
I'm going to play it into the speaker. How much can I play? 30 seconds.
No, you can't play any, Joel. Can we just move on with our lives? Bob doesn't exist, and that idea was fine.
If you think that one's bad, mate?
You wait for Imaginary Dave's idea.
The imaginary guys, they weren't very up. They weren't too hot today. Do you just want the other imaginary one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, this one's coming from Wilberforce. Shakespeare in Gloves.
Much better.
It's the film Shakespeare in Love, but it's in Alaska.
Oh, that's good.
Romeo and Juliet, all cold.
Yeah.
I don't really know what Shakespeare in Love is about.
No.
I remember it being on in my house when I was young.
Yeah. I can't say I've seen Shakespeare.
Did everyone win an Oscar for it?
Everyone won an Oscar. Or even
catering.
Me.
We won Oscars. Everyone British won an Oscar for that film.
That's so nice.
William Shakespeare won one. They dug up his corpse and handed him, and he gave a speech. is he buried somewhere? I assume he's buried somewhere, but do we know who he is? People say he's not one guy.
Yeah, but I think that's a bit of a weird conspiracy.
Well, there's one episode left, so let us know. Do you know where the real body of William Shakespeare is buried?
Coordinates,
tweet
please.
Us.
Just tweet us coordinates, and we will go to any coordinates you send us.
It'd be
us.
Like geocaching.
Yeah, and we'll just start digging and hope for the best.
That sounds fun. I used to do that in my grandparents' garden because I really liked Indiana Jones and I wanted to be an archaeologist.
We've got actually quite a few ideas this week, one of which...
And I went digging up the garden.
Oh, Joel, come on,
and I found
mate.
Some bones and I was really excited.
Yeah, no, we've...
And
like,
it turned out it was their long-lost dead dog and they were really upset.
Yeah, no. What? Sorry, I was doing the whole bit about...
Yeah, and it was a really good anecdote.
What?
It was actually an anecdote. Get to fuck, mate. Do I tell it again? I'm not saying it for you. I want you to not listen and I want the people at home to listen. All right, so really wanted to be an archaeologist. Loved Indiana Jones. Film related, so worthy on this podcast. Also, who do you decide what's on this podcast or not?
Finally, cracks are showing.
I went digging. Yeah, fuck off. I went digging in the garden, in my nan's garden. She had quite a big garden, trying to find some sort of treasure. And I found some bones, and I was so excited. Imagine you set out to be an archaeologist, and you find bones. First day, day one. Day one of training. I found bones. I couldn't believe it. I went running into the house with them. And my nan was absolutely devastated. It was just a dog they'd had years ago.
Fucking hell.
I know.
I mean, I would react, but I wasn't listening. As requested. What about this one from friend of the show, Beck Hill? Ocean's Elven. Legolas and his elf buddies pull off a heist. Basically, Lord of the Rings in reverse. Oh, they get the ring out of the Mount Doom. That could be fun.
Oh, that is fun.
Do you think they have, like, orc security, like in a casino at Mount Doom?
Yeah, there's got to be something going on there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think they wear big suits? Big orky suits?
I reckon they wear big suits with shoulder pads. And sunglasses.
Yeah.
Even when it's nighttime.
For sure.
And they've got a little curly wire that goes into their ear.
Yeah. And they put their finger on their ear. Yeah. Say it.
Your name's not down. You're not coming in, Legolas.
Yeah. So Legolas and some other elves sneak in. The thing about Legolas in The Lord of the Rings was apparently his only thing that he did was to point out obvious things. He was like exposition man.
Couldn't he see really far?
They're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
How far can he see?
Isengard. Actually... the route to Isengard.
Yeah, how does that work? How does his long sight work? Surely it's only... he has to have a direct view.
That's true.
You can't see around corners. Can Legolas see around corners?
Good question. Tweet us. We got one more week.
And would that be useful in a heist situation? Well, seeing around corners would be very useful.
Just generally would be incredible.
But would it be incredible? I think it'd be immensely distracting.
How many corners am I allowed to see around?
One at a time.
Okay, cool.
Would you like the ability to see around corners? Tweet us.
I mean, wait, yes. The answer would always be yes, surely. No, no one's going to say no. Like-
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I like a surprise. The old saying, you never know what's around the corner. Yeah, I do. I've got a special power. I can see around corner. Get out. Who would care?
Yeah.
Also, what's ever really round a corner?
Is it
genuinely, when is it? When have you ever walked around a corner and gone, fuck, wow?
I'm glad I could see around
corner. Have you ever been around a corner and thought, oh, I wish I'd seen this before I walked around? The answer is no. The answer is just no.
Is being able to see around one corner worthy of joining the X-Men, do you think?
You'll be one of the weird ones that they don't send out on missions.
Oh, poor corner guy. What about this one from Paul, the Rocketeer Man? A young Elton John steals a developmental jetpack from the Nazis.
Do the Nazis work on a jetpack?
Well, no, it's just The Rocketeer is a film about that, I assume. I don't know whether that genuinely means that happened. I haven't seen The Rocketeer. I know it's directed by the guy who directed the first Captain America film. That's some useful information for you.
Okay,
you're welcome. If you could steal anything from the Nazis,
it'd be all that gold.
Yeah?
But yeah, it would be. I'm glad you asked. If I could steal one thing from the Nazis,
Goebbels.
It would be Hitler's dash.
Oh, great.
I'd just rip it off.
Mid campaign. So yeah, exactly. He's just really undermined.
He wakes up without it. Do you reckon he'd have a fake one, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Do you think he would?
Yeah, they'd tip exit on. Nope, that's the wrong colour.
No, that would be weird.
Hitler's looking out.
Well, what would they do? If Hitler woke up without that tash, what would they do? I think they'd chop off a paintbrush and stick it on.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you very much, Paul. We appreciate your listenership and your suggestions and the fact you exist.
It's good to exist.
Hey, I've got one that's quite a long email from Matt. Hey, Matt. Say hey, Matt. He doesn't.
That's a weird way to start the email.
Sorry. I did say that like it was by the.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Also, for the listener, I lifted up the piece of paper as if I'd started.
Yeah, it was really. I was very confused.
All right,
hey,
Matt.
All right. I'm Matt. I mean, we're breaking the illusion here, aren't we? This seems so suspicious.
It's real. Sorry, Matt. You're
not even holding paper.
Long-time listener, first-time emailer.
This is what we wanted. This is why we threatened to cancel the show.
We are cancelling the show. I have an interesting franchise opportunity for you based on the idea of normal activity featured in your most recent show. I have the next three films fleshed out, but as you'll see, there's scope for even more. First up, paranormal, normal activity. A security camera picks up supernatural hijinks and shenanigans happening to unsuspecting cinema goers during a screening of Normal Activity.
Shit. I mean, he's assuming anyone would go to the cinema and watch Normal Activity.
That's what happens in Paranormal Activity, right? I'm too much of a softie to watch it.
Is that what happens?
I don't know.
No way. It would never end.
But can I... I'm a fan of the fact that he's used the word softy and that he is also a fellow softy. Next up, normal, paranormal, normal activity. A security camera picks up an uneventful, barely attended screening of paranormal, normal activity. This is where we start making the big bucks. Paranormal, normal, paranormal, normal, activity, 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 activity.
That's like that sentence. You know, that's just the same word eight times. Buffalo, 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 buffalo.
He says, I've got a blitzer of a headache now. Cheers, Matt.
Oh. That's good. Thank you, Matt.
Brilliant stuff.
First time emailer. Hey, if you listen, if you never emailed the show,
you've got
email the show. When was the last time we said the email address of the show?
Yeah, fair play. I think it's in the description. I believe it's dreamfactorypod@gmail.com.
Cool.
But if not, it's in the description of the show.
Email us.
Before we move on to our own and then to Muscles Tom. Yes, that's right. Muscles Tom.
Yes.
Let's do Pip Diddy Pip. Pip Diddy Pip. Avengers End Game of Thrones. The biggest film ever made of all time. All the money in the world. Finally,
it will only disappoint everyone on Earth. Imagine the change.org would crash the day after that came out. The number of petitions that would be started. You couldn't please absolutely no one. And maybe in that way, please everyone.
No, that's not how things work.
I'm going about things the wrong way.
That's Joel's motto in life. If I displease everyone,
they'll all be unified by the fact they don't like me. Weren't they? A common enemy.
And Joel just
the enemy of my enemy is my pal.
Whilst everyone's hugging over their agreement of how much they hate you, you just walk off into the sunset. My work here is done.
Jacket over my shoulder. Just nodding. Just nodding. I knew all along. I'm the real winner here. All right. I haven't got any friends.
Fuck! I haven't got a fucking idea.
Haven't you?
I was too busy collating other people's ideas and being...
Operator. That's not what I was going to say there. I do that at home all the time and I never know what... I always pretend to answer the phone and I would say only 5% of the time do I actually know what I'm going to say.
I'm not going to bring an idea. Next week, I'm not going to bring an idea. This week, I'm not going to bring an idea. I've fucking cashed out.
I've got such a good idea.
Go for it, mate.
Okay. Here's my film idea. Oh, brother, where art thou? A temp is left in charge of an office for a day while the rest of the permanent staff are on team building. He manages to lose their newly purchased brother DCP L3550CDW photocopier.
Very nice.
It's a musical.
I think there's something in that.
Photocopiers, man, they're expensive.
Oh.
Office-sized photocopy. Small, homebound photocopiers, they're cheap.
Yeah.
You're looking at a guy that used to work at Curry's. I'll sell you one of those dirt cheap. Don't worry about it. But if you're looking at copying more than one sheet
you'll
at a time...
You'll get me on the insurance, right?
I'll sting you on that insurance, big boy. But a commercial photocopier... thousands and thousands of pounds. They're retailing thousands of pounds. They're big money. Photocopies are big money.
Have you got a printer in your flat?
No. Have you?
No.
People don't have printers anymore.
R.I.P.
Little secret, people use work printers.
R.I.P. the home printer.
Tickets. What else might you... What do you print out?
That's the thing. You don't print things out anymore.
Tickets.
Tickets. Other tickets. Plane tickets. Gig tickets. Dream Factory suggestions.
Yeah. Don't tell them that. Yeah. No one's printing anything anymore, which is good because I hate printers.
Mm.
Worst technology. Absolutely the worst technology.
Yeah.
Anyway, photocopy is expensive.
Sorry, yeah. And he loses
and the
his
temp,
brother.
It's his first day. They're all off on a team building week. No, a day. No, you never go on a team building week. The business will come to a standstill. But they brought a temp in just to like cover reception and cover the office.
Mm.
Temp's there. Absolutely loving it. Answering the phones, you know, yada, 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 taking messages. The photocopy is just there. One point, answers the phone, looks away, looks back. Photocopy is gone. And that's when the singing starts.
Does he find the...
Love? Yeah.
That's question's over. Does he find the printer
himself,
or does he earn enough money to buy a new one? That's the big question.
Oh,
is he doing a talent contest that is the cost of the printer for the grand prize?
It's exactly the right amount of money.
No, it's not. It is a printer.
The prize is a printer.
Yes. And so he does it. He innocently enters.
He spends the entire day learning a talent in the office,
yeah,
while also answering phones,
yeah,
in a bid to win the photocopier.
Yeah. So he does that, juggling. He wants to learn juggling. He thinks that's going to get it to him, right? And then he gets to the contest. He realizes that's the same scuff on that printer that's the same as the office one. The talent show people are the villains, right? And his juggling,
I had a feeling about them, John.
His juggling isn't good enough, but his singing is.
Oh.
And he wins. He gets his scuffed up printer, punches the baddie in the gonads, mm-hmm, and walks into the sunset.
Everyone returns from their team building day and they give him a permanent job.
Yes.
No.
What?
I'll tell you what happens.
Oh, hello.
The boss returns from team building day, who you've not seen at this point. He's the villain from the talent show.
No! Alec Baldwin!
It was Alec Baldwin all along. The temp was also Alec Baldwin, but CGI'd him.
It was his dad.
He played his own dad. That's going to happen, surely. That will happen, won't it? That will happen. They'll CGI someone young. That's what they say. That's what they refer to doing, yeah. They'll CGI someone young, and then they'll play their own dad. 100% that will happen. That will happen in a film in the next 3 years. £50 it will cost to do it, I reckon. How much is CGI? Hey, Muscles Tom.
Hi, guys. I recently went to Asia in search of inspiration for my next big movie idea. It was amazing. A massive place full of vibrant people and wonderful food. My experience was only dampened by the self-service checkout at the end. Sorry, I meant Asda. Fuck's sake.
I recently went to Asda.
When I came back out into the open world, still not sure why anyone would want to buy that much discounted toilet paper, I suddenly thought of a mysterious tale that I'm sure will live with you forever. The ghost who was alive. He teased this a while back, didn't he? One fine sunny day, just this ordinary guy, Bob, is on top of the world, but by the afternoon, his life has fallen apart. His wife has left him. He's lost his job and house and is completely bankrupt. Just when
an afternoon. That's gutting. That is a shame.
Just when he thought things couldn't get any worse, he stands in dog muck.
Oh, God.
He decides that that's enough of this world and seeks to end it all. On his way to sleep next to a dustbin, he meets a mysterious old man who explains to him, 3 drops of this magic potion and you will awaken either a new man or a dead one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thinking he's got nothing to lose, he takes the gamble and drinks the potion. When he wakes up, he reaches into his pocket and reads out a note that says, "You are dead." Well, there's no point in him moaning now. Perhaps being dead won't be that bad, he thinks. The first thing he tries to do is walk through a wall, but instead he walks straight into it and gives himself a massive bruise. The next thing he tries to do is float into the air, but he ends up falling off a wall and breaking both of his legs. Is flight a general ghost thing? I guess if you're like a Casper the Friendly Ghost with the tail.
He doesn't even have legs.
No.
Is it a tail?
What is that?
More of a trail.
That's a real big question. We'll get to that after this episode. Stay around for Casper chat. Crawling around on the floor, he tries to call out for his friends and family, but of course nobody will answer him. He's dead. By now, he's been dead for almost 4 hours and the afterlife is starting to take its toll on him. He's losing his mind and sanity, and before long, he's completely doolally. Oh, great use of the word.
He's doolally. Losing his mind and his sanity here, John. I don't think you quite understand how serious this situation is.
Crawling around the streets and gibbering nonsense like a madman, he's quickly captured and committed by the authorities, having to spend the rest of his life in a mental institute. This is a harrowing story. The next day, all of his friends and family are having a lovely meal together, drinking and chatting. What happened to Bob? One of them asks. His wife goes, "We thought it would be fun to make him think he was dead for a day, and we all pretended to ignore him. I pretended to leave him and take the kids away. We even persuaded Ted to pretend to fire him. It was going to be such a good joke, but unfortunately it turned out he went crazy and was committed. It seems a bit strange having this party without him, but it's probably what he would have wanted." The end. Next week, the shoes that were never worn. Thank you very much, Muscles Tom.
Thanks, Muscles Tom.
You better get that. You better get the shoes that were never worn
shoes
into never
worn.
Soon.
Isn't that a Hemingway thing?
What, the saddest story in 6 words?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be Tom's shortest
what is it?
Entry.
For sale, baby shoes.
Never
they stink.
Worn. Fucking. Ugh! End the show.
They stink. The baby's worn them loads.
Come on, mate. Young Alec Baldwin's coming in. We all know the gag. Come on. Credits.
For sale, my bum. It stinks. Anyway, that's the end of the show. We know it's the end of the show because there's a knock at the studio door. And entering the studio is Alec Baldwin, followed by Alec Baldwin, but younger and CGI'd. Wow, Alec, I didn't realise you had £50 spare. Love Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, big fan.
Recently just finished 30 Rock.
Yeah, he's great in that.
He's so great. It's one of the best shows.
Yeah?
Oh, I laughed.
One of the best?
One of the best.
One
top
the best.
Five Joel sitcoms.
One of the best. So, Casper, what's that all about?
Casper the Friendly Toast.
Who decided ghosts would have, like...
Makes them creepier.
Why is there, like, a white... There's, like, a white human being version of a ghost. And then there's a ghost where it's just, like, a sheet. They're two different types of ghosts.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I don't know. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Do the types of ghosts interact?
What?
No.
No. No one has.
Do the types of ghosts interact with each other? Does a sheep ghost and a human white ghost, is there prejudice between them?
Why don't you tweet us? Let us know.
If you're a ghost, firstly, tell us what type of ghost. Secondly, will you speak to the other type of ghost?
Ghost listeners count on the stats. We might be very big in the ghost community and not know it.
Very good point.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.